This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind for another. I hope this is broadcast excellence, as Rush Limbaugh would say, but I know this, it's going to be lots of love today on What's On Your Mind, because we are at Dakota Medical Foundation. Jenny from Vision Bank is here. They're manning the desk. So I tell you what, this is so fun. 14 years. And I am honored to say I was at the very first Giving Hearts Day, and I think the total raised was like $500,000 bucks, just shy of $500,000 bucks. Kev, you believe that? For the whole day.
Well, it's unreal.
And right now today, what's the number at?
I just went over $5 million.
Unbelievable.
They're doing a heart cast on the Facebook page.
Of course
they are.
Giving
Hearts Day Facebook page.
If you go to givingheartsday.org, here's what you'll hear right now.
Of all of my questions, and you try to guess the best that you can.
That's Scott Hosselton.
Yep.
No, I'm sorry, Scott Holdman.
Yep.
And Scott Holdman is going to be hosting things on the givingheartsday.org website. We're going to be hosting them there here through the entire show today. We're going to update you on impeachment. Kevin and I have some really profound things to say about how stupid this is. Can you say profound things about something so stupid? I don't know.
Like sands through the hourglass.
Yeah.
So is the Senate impeachment trial.
Right, yeah. It's just, it's like watching a bad movie. Is what it is.
Bad reality TV.
When you can't leave the theater.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's just unbelievable. So we'll deal with that today. We also have Dapple 2 or 3 or 4. What is this, Todd?
Oh, no.
We have people at Standing Rock who are petitioning the Biden administration.
Here we go.
To completely shut down a Dapple. They're at it again.
How'd they get there?
Well, by the way, the nightmare that we all lived through in the Dakota Access Pipeline protest was in the Obama administration.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
This was the quote-unquote peaceful protest in which they were harassing police officers, throwing rocks at them, burning equipment. That was their peaceful protest.
Here they come again.
And guess what? It all started there. Now, Ferguson, Missouri, Dapple, I mean, they've done it.
So is Aaron Rodgers going to come this time too then?
Oh, what is with him?
Great question.
Oh. Green Bay Packer fans, you have a loser for a quarterback. I don't know any other kind way to say that. You know, I'm just embarrassed. It's just awful. But anyway, we have a lot to talk about today. We're going to have a lot of fun. All you need to know is givingheartsday.org, givingheartsday.org. Donate. $10 or more, you're in for all kinds of prizes, including a 2021 Chevy Silverado Trail Boss pickup. And even a specialized mountain bike from Vision Bank. A specialized mountain bike from Vision Bank. I understand Dan Carey has been driving it around the parking lot of Vision Bank to get it tuned up to give away.
Yeah, well, you know, he's a giver.
That's the bank with the dogs, you know.
Yes, it is. Scout and Piper.
You got to find a bank with dogs. I'm
Scout
just saying.
And Piper.
Yeah, exactly right. And where's Drake anyway? Is Drake anywhere around here? All right, Drake's here. Yep, all right, sounds good. So the trainers have dogs named after towns in North Dakota. Did you know that?
I did not know
that.
Yes,
exactly right.
That was awesome.
So Drake is here, and you know, there's dogs here at Giving Hearts Day, too. Let me tell you about what's for lunch today. Shall we do that on Giving Hearts Day?
You're going to make me hungry again.
I hope to do so. If you are in Yulin, Minnesota, or anywhere around Yulin, stuffed green peppers today.
Oh, very good.
At the Petrol Serve USA right there. Alfredo Ravioli at the Petrol Serve on 12th Avenue North and I-29. How about a little vegetable beef hot dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo? That sound good for you, Kim?
Oh.
Meatloaf dinner in Harwood today, or in Valley City. I stopped there on my way to Bismarck. I stopped on my way back from Bismarck. Exit 292, I-94, go north. You go south, you got a mess, especially if you're in a rig. Go north, you're going to easy in and out. You got the grab-and-go convenience. You got home cooking. It's so good right there. Today is, are you ready? Pulled pork sandwiches or French dip sandwich.
How many great convenience stores, gas station facilities like that have scratch kitchens
that
make amazing homemade food?
So let me tell you a quick little story.
Good on you, PetroServe USA.
On my way out, I'm thinking I could really go for a fried egg. Okay.
Yeah.
A little sausage.
Yep.
Slap it on a little English muffin. So I concocted in my mind what was for breakfast.
Yeah.
I called them. It was hot and ready when I got there. I filled up. Zoom. I ate it on the way. On the way back, I thought, I could go for a burger. How about a burger, a little, Swiss cheese on it, maybe a little onion, just mustard today. I call, it's ready when I get there.
Made to order.
Exactly right. They got the grill, they got Valley Made Meats, it's so good. PetroServe USA, stop and see them. Okay, here is the deal today. We got a busy show. Governor Burgum will be here for a half hour next hour. We have a number of the charities that you can donate to today, including the folks at myfirstlink.org. First Link is one of those life-changing organizations, and by life-changing I mean if you're contemplating suicide and every day somebody within the sound of my voice is thinking about suicide, that's just a reality, okay? And sadly it's not one or two people, it's more than that. But this organization says when you're to that point, there is help. There is help. You can do things. So it really is, they have a 211 helpline. So you dial 211, and you're part of the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline talking to real professionals, okay? So we're going to talk to them next up here. And then also take your calls, your questions, and your comments. So simple as a phone call. Here's the number. Get ready, 800-228-0550, 800-258-0550. Todd is in Bismarck. He'll be selecting the bumper music today because Kevin is with me here at Giving Hearts Day at the Dakota Medical Foundation Worldwide Headquarters in Fargo, North Dakota. And Todd, because you can't see me, maybe you want to share this on the K-Fire Facebook page and your Facebook page so people believe me.
Is that going to break the computer if I do that, is it?
Probably is, yeah. But I did a little video just to prove it. I have red hair today.
Oh, you did it!
I have red hair today. Now,
I'm texting you to picture right now.
I don't have enough hair for it to actually stick to my hair, so I don't think I can do that with mine.
There you go. There you go. I have red hair today, okay? So I'm just saying that's what's going on.
Scotty Redfro, we're calling him.
Redfro. I go for the curly look. Yeah. Scotty Redfro. I like that. Let's talk about impeachment a moment here. Okay, a couple things that really struck me yesterday about all this. First of all, what struck me was, okay, I'm hearing these Democrats literally tearing up. Okay, literally, I can hardly come to work here anymore without thinking about that day. Now, look, I'm not going to diminish what it would be like to work in a building that was under siege. Okay, I'm not trying to make light of the fact that was a, if you were in that building, by the way, I was, but I wasn't on the Senate floor, I wasn't on the House floor, nobody tried to bust my door down. Okay, I was in one of the office buildings. And, you know, it was a little eerie. I might have even gone down on my knees one time just to say, Lord, pray for this whole building. Keep people safe. I mean, it was not, I'm not making light of it in that sense. I'm making light of the fact that people now would act like it still is traumatic to them and they're crying for one reason. They want to make sure Donald Trump is politically dead, put a dagger in him, never run again. That's what this is about. It's not about the Capitol being breached. It's not about, it's about theater, Kevin. It's about theater. That's what it's about.
But if they beat him by 6, 8, 10 million votes, why do they care if he runs again?
Because they didn't beat him by 6
there you go.
Or 10 million
there
votes.
Is. We have a bingo, ladies and gentlemen. We have a bingo right over here.
If you missed yesterday, Michael Lindell was on. They now have free DVDs on the website, MichaelJLindell.com. And if you haven't seen Absolute Proof, I was at a bull sale yesterday in Montpelier, North Dakota. And
how was that?
It was a blast.
Yeah.
And by the way, you would appreciate this. Kevin and I, you know, we kind of compare notes on food. Roast beef sandwiches.
Oh, fantastic.
And it was like right off of the farm, like their own beef, slaughtered beef. And the buns and the beef and the barbecue sauce, and they had sweets like you can't believe. That's kind of the secret sauce of a bowl, so you got to have the good food.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, it was a lot of fun. I'm trying to think. The top-selling bull went for $14,000.
A friend of mine mentioned that he heard that, and he has been to that sale.
Has he?
And he has Simmental cattle.
Pretty cool.
He heard you talking about
it. No, I dropped down at $13,500.
Yeah.
But I wanted to upgrade the home security system. But the top bull went for $14,000, and then they do some of the pick of their heifers. And that was $15,000.
Oh, yeah.
So pretty amazing. They had a good sale, good day.
They make a lot of money with those.
But you know what everybody was talking about? The Mike Lindell video.
They're not talking
about impeachment. They're not talking about how cold it is outside. They're not talking about the price of the bulls. They're talking about this election and realizing even if you don't watch this Absolute Proof, people know in their gut. They know in their gut that something was rotten in Denmark with the whole thing, okay? And Donald Trump said some things on the mall that day that I've said many times I wouldn't have said. I think actually that it was, you know, dumb of him to even talk. because people are worried. They were spun up. I would have just not talked and did some other stuff.
Yep.
But if you're going to impeach Donald Trump and say he's guilty for his words, then you have to look at all of his words.
Oh, please.
And he said, peacefully protest, people. Peacefully protest. Now, they didn't play that yesterday. You didn't hear that clip on the news.
No, fight like hell.
That's what he did. But guess what? They all say fight like hell.
Yeah, they do.
They all say it.
I know.
I mean, Ken Conrad, Byron Dorgan, Earl Pomeroy should be in jail right now. They've said it so many times. Okay? Long-time Democrats. They fight, they fight, they fight, they fight.
We got to dig up a copy of, we'll get it. Lindsey Graham was on with Hannity yesterday, and he said, where were they when these people were literally in my driveway?
Right, exactly. Nobody called that egregious.
Literally
or horrible.
At my house, threatening my family.
Here's the thing that struck me the most yesterday out of everything, and I want your opinion on this, folks, and what you thought about that charade and witch hunt and everything else. They act like the U.S. Capitol is some side of sacrosanct religious temple. Okay, it is a beacon of freedom. I'm not diminishing it in any way, but is it any more important than your home, your business? Is it any more important than a federal courthouse in Seattle that was torched? Is it any more important than the businesses in Minneapolis that were burned? I don't think so. By the way, remember in Minneapolis when the buildings were burning, when the businesses, the livelihoods were being damaged? Guess what that was, Kevin? A peaceful protest.
Yes.
But the Capitol, it's a siege. It's an insurrection. It's insane. Tell me what you think next.
Around here, things are different. We believe in working together when times get tough. Around here, neighbors help neighbors. We take pride in our way of life, and we step up when we're called. I'm Josh DeMille. Visit givingheartsday.org to support your favorite charity by donating, pledging to volunteer, or giving new and used goods. Help someone in your community this Giving Hearts Day, Thursday, February 11th.
Hi, this is Shane Tibiotowski, NMLS 194550 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. Being a military combat veteran myself, giving back to our veterans is very important to me. People's Home Equity features VA and military home loans. Also, special discounts are available to purchase or refinance. To learn more, call me, Shane Tibiotowski, at 701-390-1674, at 390-1674, or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000, JuvenTours.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
That's right. Put a little love in your heart today for Giving Hearts Day. GivingHeartsDay.org. Let me just look here. Where's the number? Where's the number? We switched this now. I'll find the number. But
that's red hair?
It's over 5 million. Yeah. I had it curled, too. And then they
that looks like a bathroom rug.
A bathroom rug? You're calling my hair a bathroom rug? What is going on there, Kev?
I don't. It's actually it's kind of orangish too, but I love
red.
It. I love it. I'm going with
and who
it.
Who else has one of these on
Devin's
today?
Right.
Nobody.
It's orange.
Yep. Nobody.
I'm
hey,
sorry,
it's,
Scott,
hey, it's what it is. But we're
look,
we're
look at that.
Then
look at your sweater and tell me that the hair is hair is red.
Well, matching is not a priority.
Matching
reddish.
Is a priority. That's
it's
what the
reddish.
University is all about, is matching. Come on,
feeling,
guys.
I'm feeling bullied. I'm going to beat you both. I just I'm just done with this. I don't know why I have to.
We're starting
love it. I love it, man.
It's here.
Yeah,
good job.
This part of the program brought to you by Colorado Jack Popcorn, farmer grown since 1932, and I have some in my hot little hand right now.
Pride of Leeds, North Dakota.
Oh,
right there.
My gosh, is this unbelievable. Did you guys start in Leeds?
Actually, the incorporation is Leeds, North Dakota, but we make it right now in Devil's Lake, North Dakota, and we also make it in Valley City, North Dakota.
And Leeds Popcorn is now in how many places around the country?
Thousands.
Thousands. Is that an incredible story? It really is. How many different flavors?
We have 5 different flavors. We have a caramel, white cheddar jalapeno, sea salt butter, and then we do a Colorado mix, which is caramel and white cheddar jalapeno blended together.
I should have introduced you, but you are the...
Owner.
One of the owners. One of the owner of Colorado Jack. And how did this... Oh, tell me your name.
Brian Engstrom.
And
Brian.
And Brian, how did this start? Is this a family thing, or how did it get going?
It's very much a family thing. About 8 years ago, I bought a part ownership in a popcorn and bean processing plant in Holyoke, Colorado. And they did all kinds of raw kernel popcorn. And when I didn't know anything about popcorn, I was out there researching at the new ownership we had. And we had the best flavored popcorn just coming right out of the... out of the test lab. I mean, there was no flavoring on it, and it was the best tasting popcorn ever. So I thought, well, why aren't we doing more with this? So one thing led to another. Hired a chef, come up with recipes, did some artwork, and 6 years later,
here you are.
We finally got popcorn in a bag.
That's a pretty quick trajectory to thousands of stores, though.
Well, it's been a struggle getting there, and we're just really taking off now. One of the things that we did start with was a small factory in Valley City, North Dakota. And I want to talk about that a little bit, because what they are is Open Door Center there is a special needs, people with disabilities, and they actually are residents there, and they are always looking for new opportunities. So Mary Simonson is the director there, and we approached her about actually doing a little factory. And they had some experience in that kind of food endeavors with their Thunderbird Ranch and some different things they've done in the past. And we ended up making an agreement with them. They provided the building, we provided all the equipment, and then we pay the labor. So clients of theirs come into that factory, and they help make this popcorn and season. And
how great is that? You're giving them a purpose.
Yep, so we're giving them a purpose, and everybody wants to have a purpose and a paycheck in life and feel like they've accomplished things.
Amen.
And are they one of the charities for Giving Hearts Day, you're saying?
They are one of the charities
for
Giving Hearts Day.
So tell me the name of them again.
It's the Open Door Center in Valley City, North Dakota.
So if you want to reward the good work they've done, you're talking about there, all you need to do is go to givingheartsday.org. They're alphabetical. They're based on, you know, do I want to help, a humane society? You can find them by category. You can find pro-life organizations. I mean, every kind of organization you can imagine, all listed at givingheartsday.org. You donate $10 or more today, you're in the drawing for all kinds of prizes, including a brand-new Chevy Trail Boss pickup and lots more. And it's what we're doing today. We keep over $5 million now. I got to get the latest tally going here pretty quick. So what's next for what are you guys trying to do at Colorado Jack? Obviously, the fact that you're a North Dakota company, you had me at North Dakota, right?
Well,
and it's great popcorn. I've had it many, many times before. I love it, especially the caramel popcorn. It's really, really good. It's better than anything you get, like, at the fair, you know.
I'll be taking this one if you're okay with that.
I'm good with that.
I have a basketball game in Breckenridge tonight, and there's concessions. So
well, there
this
you
is Colorado Jackson.
Perfect. Due to COVID, you have to bring
your own popcorn.
Isn't that amazing?
Our
daughter plays basketball. She's in junior high, and we've been going to all these ball games, and not any popcorn to be had, and hardly any any of the schools.
Well, yeah. I don't know about you, but even when my kids were playing volleyball or whatever, I mean, I'd go as much for the popcorn to see my own kids, right? I mean, it's just part of watching, for crying out loud.
Exactly right.
You know, popcorn's you can't do really that anymore. So tell me what's next for you guys at Colorado Jack.
Well, we're trying to build this brand and build it across the nation, actually. So we're starting in North Dakota and branching out, and we've got into Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota. We have a new distributor coming online down in the Omaha area, and we're pretty large in Colorado because of the name of
Colorado
popcorn.
Jack, yeah, I hope so. Yeah,
we have a lot of popcorn in that region of the country, also in the stores. One thing I wanted to say about the Open Door Center. So we have a give back program also. So if somebody wants to do a fundraiser, they can go online, go to ColoradoJackGiveBack.com, and they can sign up and do a fundraiser where they get 50% of the proceeds that they raise will be donated back to their charity or to their own fundraising.
Wait a minute now. I've heard of popcorn
selling
coming
your products, right?
Yep, yeah. Yep. So if you say your basketball team needs get new uniforms.
Awesome. Well,
so they can go online there and they can sign up and do a fundraiser. And so if they can charge $5 a bag for the popcorn, and we make sure they get 50% profit on that.
And when you open up the can, it won't smell like popcorn like that, or by like dirty socks. Dirty socks like that stuff the Boy Scouts sell you. This is actually good popcorn now, for crying out loud. Yeah, so really, really good popcorn and a good deal.
Valley City is, to us, is a fundraising activity for the people. So that's a double purpose. Not only is your entity you want to raise money for, you're helping the people there with disabilities, so you can have a double purpose in this.
I got it, Kevin.
Yeah.
Since they are not selling concession stand goods at high school basketball games due to COVID, you could have some good organization in each of these towns buy the popcorn from Brian.
Yeah, have it outside.
And sell it out there, and then they're going to make 50% anyway.
Yeah.
So some smart entrepreneurs should start doing this at every basketball game.
Well, booster clubs, are you listening?
Yeah.
I mean, really.
ColoradoJackPopcorn.com,
fantastic.
And you said ColoradoGiveBack.com.
It's ColoradoJackGiveBack.com.
And then you'll find the way to do
the fundraising.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is awesome, man. Really.
It is. Brian, thanks for stopping by. Good luck, and stay in touch, okay?
All right, thank you.
I'm going to take the caramel popcorn home, if that's okay.
Yeah, please.
And you had Kevin over here at...
I could just see I'm going to have to keep this on my right because my wife sits on my left, and I won't have any left if I leave it over there for her.
You had him at White Cheddar Jalapeno.
Yeah, they'll be gone.
$6,126,385 is that new number right now. So, Kevin, since we've been here, over $1 million has been donated.
Yeah.
Over $1 million donated.
Keep it coming.
400 volunteers pledged, 10,863 donors, 150 goods pledged. So your time, your talent, your treasure, and even goods, any kind of goods as well. It could be foods. It could be maybe you've got some things on the shelf that, they were supposed to sell, but they didn't sell, and they can help some organization. Great way to go.
It's all about sharing, too. So maybe just givingheartsday.org, put that in a text message, and text that to your entire list, because there might be some friends and family that don't know what's going on.
800-228-0550. Some text to get to here as well today. Talking impeachment, Governor Burgum next hour, and lots of love with givingheartsday.org. Brought to you in part today by Dak Diesel. CJ and the team waiting for that call. 701-258-5011. Make today the day you call.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
I'm Jim from ndflagpoleguy.com, and I love America. So do you. I crisscross these great plains from Minnesota to Rapid City to every corner of North Dakota. And the message is always the same. Thank you for doing what you do. Now I want to say thank you for flying that flag. Call me, 701-571-3524. Or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. I've got a flag ready to fly for you.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Now that 10% of Americans have at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention on Wednesday updated its guidance regarding masks. After finding that wearing a cloth mask over a surgical mask helped prevent the spread of coronavirus, the CDC website now recommends that people layer their masks with a cloth mask that has multiple layers of fabric. President Biden announced on Wednesday he had approved an executive order for new sanctions on those responsible for the military coup in Myanmar and repeated his demands for the generals to give up power and free civilian leaders. Pelican Waste and Debris workers Dion Merrick and Brandon Antoine in Iberia, Louisiana, knew something was wrong when they observed a silver sedan in the middle of a field. Turns out 10-year-old Jaleesa LaSalle, abducted a day earlier, was in the car, and the two heroes were able to block the car from escaping while police arrived. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Baby, let me be.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart. Cause you don't care.
Back on What's on Your Mind, hoping you'll unchain your heart today. I want him to hear the music. Would you stop fiddling with my buttons? Kevin, usually Kevin and I are like a ways apart now, and we're both like messing with buttons. But anyway, we are live at Giving Hearts Day today, having a great time. GivingHeartsDay.org. I want to tell you about another one of the charities you can help today by going to GivingHeartsDay.org. And a lot of people have already. It's pretty amazing what's going on here, folks. It's fun to watch. There is $6,443,930 already donated.
Wow.
400 volunteers pledged. 11,157 donors. That's on top of the 10,000 we had before Giving Hearts Day. That's why I have red hair today. And 115 goods pledged, so pretty cool. With us is the folks from FirstLink. FirstLink is a free, confidential service available to anyone, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days. What do they do when you call? They listen. They listen, they offer support, they give you referrals for all kinds of resources and help and crisis intervention. They really do amazing work. Jennifer Illich is here. She's the Director of Healthline Operations. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
And Taffany Gladney is here. She's a care and support call specialist, right?
Yes.
All right, it's fantastic. Pat Trainer is giving the team a little pep-up talk right now. And the little pep talk is, we can do this. We can do this. It's only 9:30 in the morning, and we're going till midnight, so we can do this, which is kind of cool, introducing a lot of folks. So there's a little bit of a ruckus behind us, but it's not going to affect us one bit, is it, ladies?
No.
No, exactly right. So I want to first ask you, is the helpline, Jennifer, is really the lifeblood of FirstLink.
That's right,
right?
It is.
And if people want to, if they're listening right now, and they've had a bad day, a bad week, a bad month, a bad year. 2020 is bad for everybody, right?
It is,
there's nobody within the sound of my voice that had a good 2020, right?
Right?
So what is the? How do they connect with you easy?
It's easy. Just simply dial 211 on your phone. That's the easiest, quickest way to get a hold of us at FirstLink.
How do I know that I need to call 211?
You know, for any reason, really, multiple reasons. If you're feeling down, sad, depressed, really, if you just had even a good day at work and you just want to tell somebody and you don't know who else to call, you can call 211 for multiple reasons.
211 is the number to call, and they'll help you decide what the next step out of me, or they'll just listen to you, right?
That's right, yep. We also have a community directory of resources, so if you need financial help, we can link people to help paying rent, help with food, diapers, do they need pet food? We have a variety, 5,500 resources throughout the state of North Dakota that we can link them to.
Pretty amazing. Taffany, Do you answer those calls?
I do.
So tell me what that's like.
It's always different. Every call is different. Everyone is different. Everyone has their different problems or issues. And we do have regular callers that just kind of check in with us and just want to tell us what they did that day.
And that helps them, too.
Yep.
Because they got somebody to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
What is the most challenging kind of calls you get? Walk us through what you do when somebody is really in a tough spot and they call you.
Well, we also answer the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, so those can be challenging calls when they come in, and mainly we just listen because, each call is going to be different, so there's not really a script you can follow. You just kind of listen and give them what they need at that moment in time.
Sometimes when you call, you know, different call centers, the idea is to get you off the phone as quick as possible, right? You're the exact opposite. You have no time limit, right?
Yep, we will listen with you and sit with you while you're going through whatever you're going through.
That's pretty amazing. It really is. What call sticks with you the most? Is there any particular call or someone you help that you really remember more than anything?
One of our Karen support participants, she's no longer a participant. She decided that she was in a good place, so she left the program. It's a free and voluntary program. They can stop and start anytime. But she always would thank us at the end of the call and remind us how much we've been there for. And she's in her 80s, and she was having a rough time this summer. And she saw one of our advertisements, and she didn't know who else to call, and she liked that she could easily remember 211. And that's how she got hooked up with us. And
so you helped her at 70 or 80 some years of age, and now she's calling to say thank you.
Yep.
How cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing. Jennifer, that is repeated how often? How many calls come into the First Link Center?
You know, our call volume increased from 2019 to 2020. We had almost 11,000, or we had over 11,000 more contacts. So in, like, 2019, we had 60,148 calls. In 2020, we had 71,325 contacts that came into our call center.
Unbelievable. So how much of that is people that are in dire need? I mean, they're thinking of suicide. They have depression. They have really serious issues that need help right away. Is that, what percentage would you say of those calls does that represent?
It's a lot. It's at least 75%. And even it depends on how you think of a call. If we have a mom calling, they have no food. Their kids are at school and they need to get supper on the table. I mean, that's a crisis, so we can link them to a food pantry. So people are calling for thoughts of suicide. They're calling because they have no food in their house and they need food to feed their families.
And folks may remember First Link was the volunteer hub during many of flood fights throughout the region too. I mean, that you've got to coordinate volunteers and times and schedules and all that. They do that, so they're just there for the community all the time. It's pretty amazing. Today, I don't doubt you have a goal to try and get to. Tell us how you use the money and what you're hoping to raise on Giving Hearts Day today.
Yeah, most of our funding at First Link goes directly to staff time. I just interviewed somebody last week. She was a psychology student, wants to be a therapist, wanted to work at First Link so bad, but she said, I'm sorry, I can't take the position because I get paid more at McDonald's. I can't take such a pay cut to answer this National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. So all the money that we get is going to go to staff time so we can have people on the other phone line ready and willing and able to take their calls 24 hours a day.
It's pretty amazing. Daphne, anything else you want to tell folks? What do you want them to know about First Link or making that call to 211?
Just do it. If you have any thoughts, anything, if you just want to call us and you don't have anything to say, we will still listen.
We have a fallen world that we live in, and it is challenging. It is difficult, and everybody goes through highs and lows. I always say what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So there's an edge to every cloud, but sometimes it just doesn't feel that way. And that's why a help and love from somebody in a time of need is so helpful. So appreciate what you do. Anything else you want to tell us before we leave, Jennifer?
No, we thank you for your support. Thanks for letting us present today on your radio channel. We really appreciate that.
Of course. Thanks so much. Jennifer Illich, the Director of Health Operations for First Link, and Daphne Gladney, one of those dear, sweet care and support call specialists you talk to save lives. Thank you both.
Yeah, thank you.
Really enjoy the time today. First Link does good work. You'll find them and 500 other charities that do good work. I'll just tell you what I do on Giving Hearts Day. I heard you talking about this earlier, Kevin. I can't pick one, right? I got to pick a few favorites, but it's so fun to go through them and say, I want to help this one, I want to help that one.
Yeah.
Set a budget and help a bunch. You know, help a bunch and you know, okay, I'm going to pick 10 this year at $100 each. I'm going to pick, five at $500. Give till it hurts. Because if it doesn't hurt, then you're not really giving.
Well, you set the budget. And, you know, 10 here, 5 there, whatever.
Right. But it should hurt. It should be, I'm not going to go on that vacation. I'm not going to buy that extra thing. I'm going to, you know, sacrifice this year to help people that are helping other people. $6,708,843 worth of love has come in so far today. Keep it coming. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Pipers. And I should tell you, our friends at Pipers have got it going. America's land auctioneer. They are doing amazing work, folks. And the folks at Pipers can help you buy some land, invest in some land, sell some land, whatever it is. You want to talk to a pro when you're doing something like that. So they can help. And it's as simple as going to Pipers.com. Type it in right with me right now. P-I-F-E-R-S.com. Pipers.com. Or you can give them a call. Get a catalog. I love their catalogs. They really do a fantastic job on that as well. Pipers.com. Pipers.com is the website. Or call them, and it's a toll-free number. You ready to write this down? 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099 is the telephone number. Okay? Pipers.com. And I should look at the calendar, too, because we've got something coming up next week, the 16th, Tuesday, the Lee Erickson Estate Farm Machinery Auction. That one's timed online out of Bismarck starting at 1 on Tuesday. There's also a land sale next week, Wednesday. Burke and Ward County's about a 939-acre deal. Walsh County, 300-some acres. And Beltrami County, Minnesota, as well, 804 acres. Benson County, 670 acres. And Oliver County, North Dakota, about 1,000 acres coming up early in March. So check those all out at Pipers.com. Our friends from HERO are here. HERO, are you ready for the acronym here? HERO is the acronym, but it stands for Healthcare Equipment Recycling Organization, registered 501c3 nonprofit, meaning when you donate, you get a little tax help, too, so it's a great way to go. With us to talk about today is Josh Deutsch. Josh is the development coordinator, right, Josh?
Correct.
That's your gig. And tell me your name.
Georgia Dufault.
How are you, Georgia?
I'm good. How are you?
What do you do at HERO?
I'm the operations director.
Of course you are.
I do a little of everything.
That's a lot, because I've been to HERO, and there's stuff coming in, and there's stuff going out, and you get donations and everything else.
Yeah.
What do you want us to know, Josh?
Come out and support us today. Giving Hearts Day is a good start for us this year. 2020 was pretty tough when it comes to raising funds, but we made it through, and we're looking for a good 2021.
What do people not know about HERO that they should know?
We have a storefront that is open for everybody to come in and shop. Think about your local drugstore, your healthcare accessory store, all of those items that you can find in those locations, we have at a discounted price, half the price.
My wife is a home healthcare OT, and she has patients that don't have the right insurance or can't afford, you know, the everything you need, right? The particular chair, the bath aids, I mean, all the things, the bars, you've got them, right?
We do. We know Maria well. She's in our store weekly. And that's part of our service to the community is providing free services or low-cost services to all of those individuals out there. HERO has given away over $800,000 of usable medical materials and equipment to those in need in our community as well as all over the world.
What's a good story? It would be an example of how you help people.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm fortunate enough to travel to Haiti every January, except for the last 2 years we haven't gone. Just life-saving. When we can send hundreds of thousands of pounds of supplies overseas to help those that have no supplies, and our local service here too. The amount of people, you know, we have 450 orders a week are filled out of our store.
Now, the healthcare equipment recycling work that they do there, don't think of it as a thrift store. I guess it could be kind of, but it's all, I mean, you guys go through this stuff, you get it working, get it operating, right?
Right. So the things that are coming in through our donation center, they can be brand new things in the box. They can be, you know, the shower chair that's hanging in your garage. But we have volunteers and some staff that every item that comes in, it sits for a couple days for COVID, then it gets cleaned up, it gets new screws, it gets new wheels, new padding, whatever we need to put in there to make it functional and out the door.
Simple as donating a wheelchair, you know, of crutches, anything, like you say, that you're not using anymore, that you probably paid a fortune for or your insurance did, find it, bring it in, or let people know this exists. HEROFargo.org to find out more, or you can also go to givingheartsday.org, find HERO on the list, and your dollars will do the most good today for Giving Hearts Day. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Really enjoy the conversation. We'll take a quick break, come back with more. Giving Hearts Day continues. Big day today. The state's biggest fundraiser happens today.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift. The gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dream. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The not guilty vote is growing after today. I think most Republicans found the presentation by the House managers offensive and absurd. We all know what happened in the Capitol was terrible. I hope everybody involved that broke into the Capitol goes to jail. But I don't remember any of these House managers saying a damn thing when they were trying to break into my house and going after Susan Collins and spitting on all of us. If this is a problem, for a politician to give the speech that President Trump did. Well, then Kamala Harris has a real problem because she actively engaged in bailing out rioters. And here's what I would suggest. If you're a politician trying to raise bail for people accused of rioting, you're inciting more riots. But here's something nobody's talked about that's important. If there was pre-planning, there is no incitement. Do you agree with that?
Yes, sir. That you're asking that?
Okay, so here's what the managers did. Yeah, I'm asking you, but this is, people said I didn't pay attention today. They're wrong. The managers have got this cockamamie idea, absurd theory that Donald Trump was monitoring the Proud Boys website and other far-right websites, and that he and Dan Scavino knew this was going to happen, and they encouraged it. That is Looney Tunes, and you know why they're saying that? Because if the president didn't know, and it was actually pre-planned, he's not guilty. So for the first time today, they're trying to create a storyline that Donald Trump was in on it before it happened, that he was monitoring the Proud Boys and other crazy websites, and he knew they were going to come to Washington and with violence on their mind, and he encouraged it. That is beyond bizarre. This is not evidence. This is a liberal Democratic novel being presented as evidence.
That's Lindsey Graham, Senator from South Carolina. Kevin was referring to that clip earlier that was on Hannity last night, and it is Looney Tunes, 100%. And by the way, if they're going to impeach somebody, Nancy Pelosi better impeach, and soon, because guess what? I talked to Senator Kevin Cramer earlier this morning about this, and I said, by the way, did I hear correctly that we had advance notice of this? There was intel that this was going to happen? He said yes. I said, well, okay, where did that information go? He said to the Speaker of the House.
Dude, Barney Fife could have figured out that there needed to be security.
I 100% agree.
Come on. But you'd only have one bullet, though.
Well, so, still. You would really, honestly, folks, this is not a partisan statement. This is just, as you say, Barney Fife-level investigation. If you knew 750, a million, 750,000, a million people are coming to Washington D.C. You'd know this, right?
Right.
But guess what? That information has to go to Nancy Pelosi. There wasn't additional law enforcement brought in. In fact, when this was happening, when I was in the Capitol, they were trying to get, they were making announcements about the National Guard being called in. They couldn't get them there. Because guess what? They can't carry guns in Washington, D.C.
We walked,
so like,
right?
Who do you bring?
When we walked by the Capitol that day on the way down the mall to the Ellipse, I took note, just a mental note, that, wow, I thought I'd be seeing a lot more police around. I thought I'd be seeing, there was snow fence up and things, but really, none on that day?
Let's do the math here. There were conservatively 750,000 people on the mall. You were in the middle of them with the Ellipse. I went into the U.S. Capitol mid-afternoon, an hour before the thing was turned into a complete mess, right? And,
yep.
and James Lankford was talking, and they gaveled him down, and they said, there's been an intrusion, okay? I'm watching that while I'm in the Capitol. You don't think that kind of makes, oh, wait a minute, they've invaded this building? What in the heck? What's going on? Okay? Follow me now, right?
Yep.
When I walked in, an hour before this happened, there were 15,000 people minimum up at the Capitol. Out of the 15,000, which was later joined, Trump was still speaking.
Yeah,
okay,
he was.
Trump was still speaking.
Yes.
35,000 people out of that 750,000 then joined that mob. You following me on the
yep,
map?
Yep.
A total at the height at the Capitol was 50,000 people, okay? Guess how many went into the Capitol?
What, 500, 600, 800? 800, yeah.
800 is the high water mark. So if Donald Trump is guilty of inciting a riot, he did a really bad job. Because 800 people out of the 750,000 actually went into the Capitol, and every single one of them ought to be punished to the fullest extent of the law. But
yes.
Guess what? Video surveillance of them didn't come out until yesterday. Why wasn't every lick of video they had put out immediately to say, do you know any of these people?
And was it video surveillance of the day?
Do you work with them? Have you seen them on the street before?
What'd you doctor there? Why'd it take so long?
Complete joke. 7,224,514 folks have put in a buck or more.
You know, one
today
more note
for Giving Hearts Day.
What you were
seven,
talking about.
Yeah. That's the updated number. I just got it.
Awesome.
7 million. You ready? $7,224,514, the new number.
Wow.
Go ahead, Kevin.
I was just going to say, you know, these are the same people that blame the gun, you know, rather than the shooter.
Precisely.
You know, we're going to blame the gun on this. We're going to blame the man rather than the criminal. It's ridiculous. I'm just saying. These are the same people that blame the gun.
Keep your comments coming. Got a ton by text, and we'll take your calls too today at 800-228-0550. Governor Doug Burgum joining us next hour. We'll get an update on the legislative section, how things are going there, and the priorities of the Burgum administration. Your calls are welcome for them as well. Texter says, Scott, I had a friend tell me that if you voted GOP because you fear socialism, then you shouldn't use 911, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, etc. As I looked over my taxes, I can affirm that I am indeed paying for these. How has the left convinced themselves these services are entitlements? Well, that's a lazy argument that they say, well, you don't like taxes, well, you're using those taxes, right? Another said, is my belief that the voting machines can't be cooked up to the Internet. Is that correct? No. We have proof, non-refutable truth, that this happened. So this means the election was fraudulent. We need a new election or whatever it takes to clear this up. GivingHeartsDay.org is the website for Giving Hearts Day. Our program, What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by Advanced Business Methods. Great homegrown company. The place you go when you need an upgrade on your copier, on your printer, on office equipment. And their employee-owned base right here, meaning your money stays in the community. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, and Dickinson locations. ABMNow.com. So it's Scott and Vince in the sauna. Actually, in the sauna. It's 2021. This is a great place to start your wellness 2021 plan, isn't it, Vince?
It is. And you think about all the benefits of a sauna. One comes to mind, New Year's resolution, losing weight. You will lose weight in a sauna, especially if you couple it with modern exercise, because you go from a sitting heart rate of 60, 70 beats per minute to about 150 in just a 30-minute sauna session. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Find them in West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Or online at hotspringspas and pooltables2.com.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion-dollar industry. Get your
your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.